In verse 14, it says, as obedient children. This is what is expected of children, to be obedient. No parent wants a disobedient child. And we who are creatures of the dust, who drink up iniquity like water, we do not want disobedient children. How much more our Father wants us as obedient children. It was said earlier that Peter was writing to believing Jews. And in verse 1 he says there were strangers scattered. Very interesting thoughts. They were strangers. Because now they belonged to God, they were strangers. God's call had called them out of the earth. And they were strangers in the earth. But they were scattered because of their actions. Because of their attitudes. And doesn't this speak to us? We are God's children. We are taken out of this world. His call, the application of the work of Christ has made us strangers in this earth. But we do go through the schoolhouse of God so that he might fashion in us the character of Christ, the one who was obedient. He always did his Father's will. And he's desirous of seeing that same representation in us. He brings before us the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And we always notice that suffering is compounded with glory. Joseph suffered and he was brought into glory. Moses, David, every one of the servants that God has used, he brought them through that schoolhouse. And he did not just send them through it, because if you learned, and in all their affliction, he was afflicted. He brought them through the schoolhouse so that they may be useful to him. Just one last point in relation to obedient children. How can he expect us to be obedient children? Verse 23, we are born again, not with corruptible seed, but with incorruptible of the word of God, of the word of truth. He has begotten us again, so that as we submit ourselves to him, in the circumstances in which we are found, we are manifesting the character that he has imputed into us.